Okay, I am here with Allison Fish. And Allison, what do you currently coach here in Elgin County?
So right now I'm coaching the Adams C, so U11 girls hockey team out of the St. Thomas Panthers organization.
So how did you first initially get involved in coaching the Panthers team?
3 years ago, my youngest daughter started playing hockey at the novice level, and they were looking for coaches. I play hockey myself, so it was a good opportunity for me to get on the ice with the girls, and they accepted my coach's application, and it all started there.
And obviously, you kind of started to kind of help your daughter's team, but also, obviously, I would assume continuing, you get a lot out of it. So what do you personally get out of the experience of coaching?
Absolutely. When I started, of course, I would much rather be on the ice with the girls than watching from the stands. And I think it's really important for the girls to have a female role model on the ice with them. I think it gives them something to look forward to later on in life and maybe encourages them to stick with this sport for many years. I often find myself, when I'm on the ice myself in my own game situations, thinking, what would I tell my girls? How would I coach them through this? So I think it's helped me develop as a player. And it's always nice to see the girls build on their skills and watch them grow as a team and see their successes over this season.
And obviously with the good comes the bad. So is there any challenges that you've personally faced as a coach?
You know what? Sometimes the challenges mainly come with, sometimes it's a parenting challenge in that they may not share the same philosophy when they're teaching their daughters from the sidelines. And so what they are coaching their daughter to do may be different from what the bench staff is trying to encourage the girls to do. Other times it's just remembering that the girls are little. So,
and then obviously you kind of got in it as a parent first, but what kind of advice would you give to people also interested in coaching?
I think it can be challenging, but it's also very rewarding. I think it's a great way to stay in shape, to live an active, healthy lifestyle. And I think it's important in the community because these kids need volunteers, they need coaches, and without coaches, there would be no team.
For sure. And then that kind of brings us into the next question. I know you guys recently won a big tournament in Woodstock, so that kind of ties into the next one. Is there any other kind of big accomplishments that you have personally had as far as coaching the past 3 years?
We did also win the St. Thomas Panthers tournament this year. We won a gold medal and beat our opponents in a shootout after a sudden death overtime. So that was a big accomplishment for our girls. Last year, our team qualified for provincials. And we also had some tournament wins in past seasons as well. I think the biggest rewards is seeing the same girls I've coached in the past come back to the arena the next season. A big reward for me is knowing and seeing the girls having fun and enjoying their time on the ice and at the arena.
Awesome. We would really just like to thank you for all the work you do to help youth succeed here in Elgin County, and would like to congratulate you on being one of our 9 coaches featured in our Hooray for Coaches Day.